Hello and welcome to Your Dream Gym, where today I'm pleased to say we're going to be joined by Georgia Brennan from UK Active. My name is Guy Griffiths, and normally I can be found talking about membership retention or health seekers. But in my spare time, I like to chat to people about their dream gym. And by talking about their fitness or exercise background and their favourite workouts, it helps you to know them better, which helps with networking and making connections. Because Your Dream Gym is a part of The Collective, a network of fitness industry professionals whose purpose is to help the industry to share, collaborate, and grow. So look up The Collective on the socials. We're particularly active on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. There are some events coming up. We're going to have a meetup at Elevate. More of that at the end of the podcast. I'll pop back with a bit more collective news and waffle. Next, you'll get a quick word from our supporting partner this week, and then you'll be able to get straight into the dream gym of Georgia Brennan. This episode of Your Dream Gym is supported by Explore Gym. Faster, more responsive, easier to use, Explore Gym is the best-in-class management software solution of choice for ambitious clubs. Running your gym should be less admin and more awesome. And that's where Explore Gym comes in, giving you awesome time-saving automations for happy staff, awesome member experiences that grow retention, awesome optimizations that boost profitability. When you choose Explore Gym, you'll get exactly what you need to save time, delight members, and grow your business. Flexible tech and integrations help you customize your solution to fit your business, so you can build your ideal value proposition, stand out from the crowd, and add new revenue streams. Be ready for the future. By choosing Explore Gym, you'll get a true partner. Acting as an extension of your business, the passionate UK-based team deeply understand the gym market and will be on hand with the right solutions and knowledge to help your business succeed. Find out more and book a demo at exploregym.co.uk. Georgia Brennan from UK Active joins us today on Your Dream Gym, following in the footsteps of many UK Active superstars, Danny Melling, Marianne Boyle, Dave Garrett, Caroline Richings. But Georgia is one to watch and one of the superstars of the future. She has worked at the Exercise and Sports Science Australia, or ESSA, on the Healthy Eating, Activity and Lifestyle Program, or HEAL. They like their acronyms. And she worked at Brisbane's Primary Health Network as a stakeholder engagement specialist. But now with UK Active, she is the program manager for Safer Spaces to Move, working in collaboration with Sport England's This Girl Can team to reduce the barriers to physical activity for women and girls. Welcome to Your Dream Gym, Georgia.
Thank you, Guy. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, excellent. Tell us a bit more, or tell the listeners a little bit more before we start, about the Safer Spaces to Move program. As I understand it, there's two angles. It's about personal safety, but also about confidence, right?
Yeah, that's it. So the Safer Spaces to Move program was born out of two rounds of research that was conducted well before my time in partnership with UK Active and Sport England, looking at barriers to participation in physical activity for women and girls. The first round of research in 2021 highlighted some of these barriers, and one of those was around personal safety. So looking to understand that a little bit better, they took a bit of a deep dive into a second round of research to understand what these safety concerns look like. And unfortunately, that came back with some pretty stark data around sexual harassment and intimidation against women and girls, which was the prelude to Safer Spaces to Move. So it's a 2-year funded project in partnership with Sport England and the This Girl Can team. So we work really closely and collaboratively with the team over there. And we are inputting and building out that project across the 2 years to really take a deep dive into addressing sexual harassment and intimidation in our sector, within our facilities, and tackling what we know is a societal issue, and not just for women and girls, but can happen to anyone.
Yeah. So yeah, really fascinating and kind of, yeah, worrying or ashamed, but the fact that something's being done about it, and then there is going to be presumably some, so it's education for facilities, but also for sport and public space as well. It's not just for clubs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, to your earlier point, it's definitely multifaceted in that it's educating staff and facilities and our sector around what they can do to address it, upskilling them, increasing their knowledge and confidence. But it's also faced at the consumer, so that we're raising awareness of what constitutes sexual harassment and intimidation, what they can do about it, instilling confidence in them to be able to confidently report it, go to a staff. So we're really going from a ground up kind of approach, covering all bases to, yeah, bring the sector on the journey with us.
Cool. So great blog, I think, back in Feb. But what else is going on at the moment? What are you working on, or what's the next thing we should be looking out for on it?
Yeah, so at the moment we're in a really exciting phase, which is nearly coming to an end, for the Ask for Angela pilot project. Ask for Angela is a nationally recognized safety campaign, and in partnership with Safer Business Network and the Metropolitan Police, we've been piloting the project across 15 UK active sites, introducing the campaign into those settings and just seeing how it goes over a controlled 8-week period. Got an external evaluation agency on board, and the report for that will come back in July. So that's some really exciting stuff that's happening at the moment, and had some really great feedback, particularly from UK Active members and the providers so far, and consumers in those facilities seeing the campaign as well. So exciting stuff happening in this space.
Cool. And more, and there might be, we chatted off air earlier on about what's going on, Elevate and other conferences like that. So it might be a panel or some kind of more detail on this, maybe with Tim as well from UK Active.
Yeah, hopefully. Definitely it'll be at Elevate, and hopefully going to jump on a few panels to raise the profile of our work, and then speak more broadly about inclusion and safety within gyms, not just for women and girls, but for everyone.
Brilliant. Okay. So yes, fine to find out more. We'll check in at the end as well with the ways to get in touch with you. But yes, find Georgia at Elevate and find out more about it there, either on a panel or just through an actual face-to-face chat. Cool. So let's get a little bit into, before we get into people's dream gyms, we like to find out what exercise or activity or just movement means to them. What is it that keeps you moving? What's your motivation, Georgia?
Yeah, so I had a good think about this question, and there's a few kind of areas for me around why I exercise and keep active. So I'm a pretty structured person, and I just really love that schedule in my life. It started out when I was a lot younger, playing lots of sports back in Australia. And it's pretty common as a kid, particularly in small country towns in Australia, that if you play any sport, you end up playing all of the sports. So
yeah,
netball, swimming, rugby sevens, soccer, football. And so that really set me up early on to be involved in everything and set a routine to my week. Of course, I stuck with it because I genuinely really love the physical aspects to it, but the routine it provides has been a huge part for me, and it's just second nature now.
Was there a particular, as you say, you get involved in one, and then, yes, I understand that for other guests we've had on or friends that I chat to in Australia, if you're sporty, you do it all. But were there particular favourites or?
Yes, definitely. I really enjoyed netball and rugby sevens.
Okay, yeah.
Possibly, I'm a very competitive person, and they're probably the sport that I excelled at the most. Yeah, they were definitely my faves. And that throws to my second reason. Competition is a big factor for me in terms of my training.
Nice. And you've got, and it's a nice balance there. I know netball is supposedly non-contact, but as I understand it,
any contact, I think they'd say.
Yeah, but rugby sevens is not, it's still full contact, but it's more about speed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more strategy and trying to avoid being tackled.
Yeah. But that competitive side twinned with that routine is what you got from sport. And is that the same now? You're still playing sports?
Yeah, interestingly, I would definitely say my why has shifted, dare I say it, as I've gotten older. My motivation is a lot more aligned with social enjoyment. I find the social aspects of gyms really incredible, working out with like-minded people, and they often turn into some of my greatest friends. What probably started as competition and sport has definitely shifted into more gym and exercise based and for social reasons.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And is it more going to the gym now than playing sports, or do you tie them together? Are you still playing netball?
No,
I'm
not playing any sport since arriving in London. Not opposed to it, just have had a fairly busy schedule and lots going on. So I'm not involved in any sport at the moment, just gym and CrossFit at the moment.
Okay, cool. But I guess it comes back to that routine, whereas you were training or playing competitions or things like that. It's more a routine of the gym and classes or whatever else. What does your weekly workout schedule look like? What's your routine now?
My routine now is I train normally 6 days a week at a CrossFit gym, mostly afternoons, sometimes dabble in a 6 a.m. class. Definitely not in London winter, but since the light has been sticking around, I've been changing it up a little bit and getting a little bit of variety in my weeks as well. Now that the weather's warming up, a little bit of running right on there as well.
Okay. So CrossFit 6 days. So definitely a CrossFit enthusiast. And we've had quite a few of those on the pod before. In fact, we've had UK Active people apologizing for being CrossFitters, and it's no need to apologize. It is a very popular thing.
Yeah.
And it is almost a religion for a lot of people, right?
Yes, exactly. I think it strokes the egos of many former sports stars and competitive nature in those people, including myself.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a convert.
Absolutely. And is that something you've done since you've come over, or were you involved in that before?
Yeah, I trained quite similarly in Australia as well. I actually coached at the gym I trained at as well. So fairly well involved in gym and that functional group training. Gee, since I was 20 maybe, so 6 years.
Yeah, very good. And that, and again, back to the routine and the competition, CrossFit is totally ticking both of those boxes, because you're there, but you're also competing. Is it about competing with yourself or competing against or with other people? You say the social aspect is important.
Yeah, any workout that's target or goal orientated is right up my alley, only made better if it's a paired workout or a team workout. So pretty happy to compete against the clock or the target myself. But yeah, my all-time fave would be a paired workout.
Nice. And what about competitions or challenges or things that you're setting yourself? I'm stealing from one of the quick fire questions at the end, but I'm thinking from CrossFit, I know there's not a direct link to High Rocks, but those kind of challenging things like that. Are you?
I've got some stories for you.
Okay.
I did turf games, the winter turf games in February, and we did really well. We finished fifth overall out of 230 something teams. So we were stoked with that. And then I thought, why not? I'll dabble in a little bit of High Rocks, which I did an in-house comp last weekend with one of my great mates, and safe to say I'd never do that again. That is definitely not for me. Back to CrossFit and never again for High Rocks. I understand why people love it. Couldn't think of anything more torturous than running 8 1-kilometer splits again in my life.
Right. Just as in just wasn't for you?
No, mentally, I think I'm still traumatized.
Okay. I haven't experienced it, and if I'm honest, it doesn't appeal to me personally.
No, it didn't ever really appeal to me either. I just thought, that much of a stretch, surely, to our normal training and CrossFit. But I was very wrong.
Okay, there you go. It is. It seems to be the future of Venice.
Yeah,
but it's not for everyone. Even someone who's doing CrossFit 6 days a week.
No, I think you need to be a you need to really love running to do a high rock. To do it well and feel well doing it, you need to love running. And I unfortunately do not.
No, you do some running, but is that your day off or you can't get to CrossFit like, and you're just
steady state, just like out and back runs.
Yeah.
Not repeat effort.
Right.
Okay. Whatever sprints, that was hard.
Yeah. So more lacing up your trainers and going for a jog if you're at a conference or something like that. And
exactly. Yeah, I love that, especially coming over and traveling and moving around and seeing different places. Running is the one kind of exercise you can take with you anywhere, isn't it? So
yeah,
nice just to keep that baseline of fitness so that you can do that anyway when you're away from the gym or your routine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I love running as well. So CrossFit, running, is there anything else? We've talked about a couple of competitions. Anything else you do in terms of weekly workouts or more regular exercise?
I find that I go through waves of every 3 or 4 weeks, my routine and love for those hard out workouts wanes. And in those times, I find myself leaning towards more social activities. I love playing a bit of tennis, going to some yoga, things like that, just to break up the cycle a little bit.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So again, so it's back to your, it's a team thing maybe, or a competitive thing, whether you're doubles or singles. Yeah, yoga is a great balance. And lots of people have talked about wanting to do more yoga or wanting to do more Pilates. And I think there's certainly a lot of people leaning towards it.
Yeah, definitely in that camp. I need to do much more yoga and stretching, but I, for the most part, would swap out a tough CrossFit session 9 times out of 10 for yoga.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's it. I think good press the mail for people who are listening, and the upward trend of yoga and reformer Pilates that a few guests have talked about is only going to get boosted. I think there's more people taking it up. So brilliant. Hi, a quick pause in this episode to just let you know about a couple of other conversations that we have on The Collective. The Business of PT is another podcast hosted by a good friend of mine, Adam Daniel, where he delves into the dynamic world of personal training and the strategies behind building a thriving fitness business. He doesn't just talk to personal trainers, he talks to all sorts of different business people about fitness, business, and building a great PT business. There's loads of lessons in there, loads of learning. So get your ears around that one if you want more of the same. Health Seeker Stories is another series of conversations that I have with people in the fitness, health, coaching, and related industries about what we call health seekers. They're people who want to be healthier but probably don't want to join a gym but are looking for support, also known as the 85%. I've also got some great guests on there, some of whom have been on Your Dream Gym, one or two of whom have also been on The Business of PT. So if you enjoy Your Dream Gym, carry on listening. We'll get back into the podcast in a moment, but do look up wherever you found this podcast, The Business of PT and or Health Seeker Stories. Thank you, and back to the podcast. And I think that takes us nicely into your dream gym then. You've talked about what your wants and needs are, but if you had unlimited resource, and it can be any way you want, look like anything you want, what would your dream gym look like, Georgia?
My dream gym. So it would have to have 3 definites. The first that would be community. I want to walk in and know everyone. I want to chat with the people I'm training beside.
Yeah.
Lots of banter, throwing shade, a bit of comedy. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Music. Mm-hmm. I like to control the playlist, but if I can, it'd be R&B throwbacks all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything I can sing and dance to distract me from the pain.
Yeah.
And then the last thing would be coffee. So we're really lucky at our gym. There's a great little cafe next door, and we arguably spend as much time at the coffee next door as we do in the gym.
Perfect.
Great way to round out a session. Top 3 things for my dream gym.
Yeah. And it ties back as well to the community, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is now a coffee epidemic. I don't know whether it's come across the States or maybe come up from Australia. But yeah, certainly coffee is, it's something that is part of society, but helps with that community feel.
I think something I've really noticed since moving over and not knowing anyone and making all those networks and connections again, the journey has been wonderful for that, as well as those social aspects that follow on from gym. Yeah, that would definitely be needed in my dream gym.
Cool. So community, I love the people and the banter. That's as you arrive, clearly not many people are wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Because part two, you've got some good music on. You don't need
absolutely.
But you're getting a welcome and everyone's keen to catch up. And probably that way, if there is a good coffee afterwards, it's interesting, your current gym, the coffee's actually outside within your dream gym. Is this all integrated, or is it a separate area?
Separate area, I would say, but as close as you can get to in the gym. Book 5 steps, maybe, to the coffee.
Okay.
So it's pretty close as we can get to the barbell.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. And what's in the gym, we've got this great community and the cracking music, the R&B throwbacks. What, and are you, sorry, you are singing along, or anything you could sing along to?
You're a my voice.
Yeah. Wicked. Okay. What's actually going on in the gym itself? I'm guessing it's a little bit CrossFit-y, being as you go 6 days a week at the moment.
Yeah. I think across a week, it would be a fairly even split of strength and cardio training.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly heavy focus on target and goal orientated cardio workouts, functional group style training, and probably 2, maybe 3 sessions a week that are those all in community team based workouts. So whether that's pairs, teams of simulating that kind of CrossFit competition, even high rock style, dare I say it, not quite like that, but that kind of competitive.
Yeah, you've got four people all egging each other on, but also, making sure, holding everyone to account, let's say.
Yeah.
And trying to beat everyone else.
Exactly. Being humble in our winnings.
Yeah. Okay. So it is that kind of CrossFit vibe. I'm thinking, though, about your aims or dreams or desires to do a bit more flexibility or yoga or things like that. Is there an area for that? What would you can have anything you want in this club?
Oh, absolutely. If money is no object and time is no object, definitely there would be a holistic aspect to the gym.
Yeah.
Saunas, ice baths, theraguns, boots, Pilates, yoga, all of that. Absolutely. That would be amazing. And if there's also no limit to how long I can spend in this gym, we could even throw a kitchen in there if we're being really ambitious.
A kitchen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If I could be anything in the world, it would be Italian. 100%.
Okay.
Definitely.
So we got pizza, pasta coming out of the kitchen. Is the kitchen, I thought you were going to say if I could be anything in the world, I thought you were going to start going down the chef route and start preparing food in there. Would you want to get involved in that?
I love cooking. I actually did my undergraduate degree in nutrition. So a big passion of mine, and I love to cook. Not sure that I would volunteer for that in my own gym.
No, okay. I think
I'd like someone else probably to do the cooking. Mm. Similar to the cafe, I think, at the end, going for coffee.
Yeah.
Go via the Italian kitchen.
Yeah. Okay, but I think it's Waterside up in Manchester and Didsbury have, I don't know if there is a link, but I've run training courses out of their cookery school that they have at the back of the gym, and it's not necessarily linked to the gym or the hotel, but it is very cool.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, great idea.
But I think, yes, your kitchen is there to prepare great food for you before or probably more after a workout.
Yeah, a little more after.
As part of that holistic side of things. So you've done a great workout. Maybe you've gone for, are you jumping in the ice bar, or are you having a Theragun, or you're getting stuck into all of that?
Oh, depends what it is. Yeah. I think after a really tough session, it would be ice bath and then sitting in the boots for a little while.
Yeah.
While refueling and recaffeinating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wicked. Sounds great. And yes, you've got the yoga Pilates studio side of things there as well, in that whole holistic area.
Is there anything? I always check in and some people are like, no, I'm not bothered either, because I know cost is no object. But what about, is there a wet side? Is there a pool? I think you mentioned swimming in your original kind of sports, but you need anything bigger, a pool or a lake or something like that?
Oh, if we're really thinking big picture, this dream gym would be somewhere that's coastal already and you're looking out to the beach, and so you're steps away from walking onto a nice sandy beach in some hot weather, diving into some clear water would be the ideal.
Perfect. So it is, yeah.
I mean,
so
not in London then.
No, probably not in London. Sometimes people go into very specific about where it is. Would it be back home? Does it matter where your dream gym is? No, you might probably say home is here now.
No, I haven't got a location in mind. But now that I've thought about it, it would have to probably be either somewhere in Italy.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe Noosa in Australia.
Noosa.
On the coast in Queensland, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Brisbane, nice. But yeah, going
more north.
Going further up towards Cairns is kind of make that water a little bit more.
Bit warmer.
Bit more appealing. Yeah, perfect. Cool. Or in Italy, maybe on.
Or in Italy, yes. I haven't actually been yet. Who knows? But I'm going to Sicily in a few weeks and I'm very much prepared to fall in love.
Excellent.
Italy with Sicily.
Yeah, I see. No, I've not been to Sicily, but it was definitely on the bucket list. It would be great to go. Or the other, the Rimini Wellness is a good one. That's a lovely area. Or Lake Como, so many beautiful places. But on the Dream Gym, there is some water nearby.
Yeah.
Or it is coastal. So we're not too worried about swimming in a lane up and down in a pool, as some people do. But to get outdoors and swim.
Yeah, outdoors, me definitely.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so we've got the community, we've got the music, we've got the coffee, all the WODs and the CrossFit kind of stuff, the sessions that are going on, and the holistic side and the swim. Is there anything else you need? What else? We've talked a bit about the location. Anything we've missed for your dream gym, Georgia?
No, I think that's it. I think that's a pretty good wrap up of all the things I love, especially the gym.
Perfect. Yeah. So the gym is at the core of it. Let's not make any bones about it. You need to be in there doing those workouts. But at the same time, we're catering for all these other things.
I think if this gym was in existence, I'd be moving in full time.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter where it is. You're relocating. Right. You're on the plane now.
Yeah.
Amazing. So the last official question then, if we build this gym, what would it be called?
I think I had a good think about this. And I think what sticks out to me in gym names is when it's someone's name already. So I think my gym would actually just be called G's, probably.
Okay, yeah.
I get G a lot from my friends. And I just, whenever I think of a really effective marketing name for a gym, Barry's to mind. So I'm going down that theme and I think it would call it G's.
Perfect. Great. As a GG myself, I love it. We've had Dr. G on the podcast already. Glenda River Allen was on a while ago. But Dr. G. So
actually even better.
Yeah, there's a few GGs out there, but GB. The only other G I'm thinking of is, and I don't have his autobiography with me or one of his books, but is G. It's Geraint Thomas is known as G. But listen, if people thought it was Geraint Thomas's gym and turned up on their bike, then I'm sure they'd be very welcome, right?
No, the other one I threw around was maybe it could be Team GB. GB is my initials, and I hear a lot over here of how mad everyone is coming into the Olympics for Team Great Britain. So I thought, that could be a bit of a play on words, but...
Yeah, that would be good. You might have, and we always say there's no licensing issues. It doesn't matter. We can take them to court because this is just a dream gym. But Team GB is good. I think G's, I think it's less short and sweet. And excellent. Yeah, great name. So G's, like I say, as a GG, I would love to visit. It sounds excellent. And I'm going to have an Americano. What coffee are you having as you come out? What's the
Normally a cappuccino.
Yeah.
And but a bit... I'm not fussy. I take any coffee. Especially coming from Australia to London coffee, sorry.
No.
Definitely not fussy.
Okay, cool. But a cappuccino is a treat, I think. And are you having one before you go as well? I'm getting into the quick fire questions, really. What's your pre-workout? What do you do before a workout, if anything? Or are you just there, 6 a.m., let's go?
Yeah, it depends when I'm training. If I'm training in the afternoon, I normally have an apple with peanut butter before I head to the gym lately. Yeah. If it's a morning session, I don't eat. I just normally, it's about a 3.5K walk to the gym for me. So,
that's warm up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So either walk or jog over. I don't normally eat before that.
But then it's a post-workout cappuccino.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Maybe a flat, something else with it in your coffee bar or no, just a cappuccino.
Just a cappuccino, yeah.
Keep it simple.
Simple.
Nice. I like it. What else have we got on the quick fire questions? We know the answer to the headphones one. We know the answer to pre and post fuel. And the next challenge, I'm getting bad at this. We've done all the quick fire questions as we go through. I know. Who would be your dream gym guests? You can have any two people to work out with on your team. I know you said it's either a team of two or four. Well, let's have two friends, colleagues, famous people, dead or alive. Who would you want to do a workout with, Georgia?
That is tough. Okay, one of them is not at all going to be beneficial for the team, and it's not gym-related at all, but Josh Harnett.
Okay, yeah.
I'd have him in my, definitely.
Yeah, excellent.
And then the other person would be probably Laura Geitz, Australian netballer.
Okay.
She actually went to the same boarding school that I went to. Fairly similar, like small town country, kind of same pathways. Obviously, I'm not the Netball Australia captain, but she, great role model, great athlete.
Amazing. And she, I presume she would probably like to do a workout with Josh as well. So
I don't think she'd say no. I don't think anyone would say no.
I don't think I'd say no. Oh, great. No, good guess. Josh Harnett. Right. Laura Geitz. Amazing. Yeah, two great guests having your dream gym. Well, Georgia, it's been brilliant having you on and hearing about not just your dream gym, but all the other stuff and all the safer spaces to move things as well. If people want to get in touch and find out more, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can either catch me at Elevate or one of our other upcoming events, or they can drop me an email at georgiabrennan@ukactive.org.uk. It's probably the easiest way to grab a hold of me, or I'm on LinkedIn.
Cool. So yeah, LinkedIn. And yes, just to be sure on the spelling, G-I-O.
Italian spelling. Would you believe, guys? Italian spelling.
LinkedIn's pretty clever. You can spell it wrong, but on UK Active, if you spell the email address wrong, then you're
messed up.
So yeah. So get that. Or as you say, the best way is to, bump into Georgia at Elevate or check out the UK Active event diary. There's lots and lots going on there.
So I was at the Scotland Member Network most recently up there, and then I'll be at the Sheffield one as well presenting. Yeah, you can catch me at any of those.
Find those. Or you're often on often, but there's the monthly member network as well. So find out more on those.
Yes, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, Georgia, thanks again so much for your time and for joining us. It's been great chatting to you, and I look forward to seeing you at Elevate, if not before.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. It's been great to be here.
Hey, it's Guy back again with some thank yous, shout outs and collective news. Firstly, as always, a big thanks to you for listening to this episode. We hope that you enjoyed it. Thanks to Georgia as well. Great to get her on the podcast and to hear about her non-negotiables, community music and coffee, a great gym, geez, sounds really cool to me, with Josh and Laura doing workouts there with her. And also really good to hear about the work that she's doing with UK Active on safer spaces to move, more of that at the Elevate conference, as mentioned before, which I'll come back onto in a second. Yeah, thanks also to Explore Gym. If you want to save time, drive efficiencies and boost revenue from a single platform, then do check out their software, get a demo from them at exploregym.co.uk, or go and see them at the Elevate conference. And in Collective News face-to-face meetings, we are going to have some drinks at the Elevate conference. More details on that soon, but it's going to be on the Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Watch out on the socials on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I'll have more details in the next few weeks. Talking of which, next week on Your Dream Gym, I'm looking forward to speaking to Steve Shaw from Stronger Wellness, who also will be at Elevate in a few weeks' time. So if you subscribe already, then you'll get that in your stream. If you don't, then you should subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a review if you get a chance, or give us some stars, anything that will help us to help it grow, or just share the fact that you've listened to the podcast with some friends or on the socials. So thank you again for listening. I look forward to seeing you soon.